Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast. And today I want to talk about core elements of building an effective social media marketing strategy. A lot of questions inside of what's happening with how do I build my brand online? And I think this question comes up a lot. And I think it's pretty much an overwhelming space if you're not versed in the types of platforms and, you know, knowing what your goals are and what you're really looking to get out of it. So more or less nowadays, you really have to be on social media in order for anyone to find you. You know, a large percentage of how people search online is obviously through Google and some other search engines, but finding you online is the first step in someone actually executing and either, you know, being aware of your brand or purchasing some type of service that you are offering. So you have to really get that down pat, and you have to kind of accept the fact that, you know, everyone has a smartphone, and most searches are happening, you know, when people look through analytics. From let's say you have a website and you look on the back end for what people are or where they're coming from, you're going to see that the percentage is always higher from mobile. And that's because everything happens from your phone. Nowadays, you don't really sit at your desktop unless you're in the office all day or, you know, some other reason. Maybe you do your work at night from the computer and at a desktop or a laptop. But so we have to kind of move into this mind frame and acceptance that your digital presence is very important. So we want to get to talking about those key elements for effective social media strategy. And so I think the first thing to talk about is, who are you? You know, creating an audience persona is very important. People want to know what you're about, and they want to know the interests of what you're going to satiate for them. An example of something like that is, you know, defining who you are. So if you're a brand, if you're an actor, if you're a small business, you have to define who you are and make that very simple and very clear for people. So when I'm searching, even if you're a plumber, you know, like, what kind of plumber are you? What kind of electrician are you? What kind of an actor are you? What kind of mortgage consultant are you? What kind of a realtor are you? Finance, healthcare, you name it, film, all of these things are very important. So you have to define who you are. And, you know, I think sitting down and kind of putting your goals together of, you know, we are this. This is what we plan to do. So think about who you are, and establishing all of those things are very important, because what will happen is that translates down the road for when people are searching for you. So the better you know yourself and what your business is about will help you with your conversions down the road. So like I said, whether it's just someone knowing who you are, someone knowing what your film is about that you produced, someone knowing what types of services you provide, maybe you're a consultant, maybe you teach piano and you want to sell piano lessons. So you have to focus and know who you are. And it's always the most interesting thing when I throw that out there, because most people are like, well, who am I? But it's simple. You know, I mean, it always boils down to something very simple. So let's talk about audiences and platform and where you should be thinking about. So when we break down the different types of social platforms, you know, we have Instagram, we have Twitter, you have Facebook, you have Snapchat, there's YouTube, there's Tumblr, there are all these different platforms. So, I mean, if we think about, if I start doing a little bit of research on who my audience is, I'll find through either my analytics, either on Instagram or on Blogger, because I have everything through the website on Blogger. And so when I look at my analytics, I know that most of mine come from either New York, Miami, LA, and a lot of East Coast, Washington. So there's like a lot of, you know, mid-demographic happening. So I know who my audience is because I spend a lot of time looking into that and making sure I'm producing things for people who are tuning into my content. So my content is either about media, marketing, film production, all of those things. And sometimes I vary what I talk about because at times, I mean, I have just knowledge in a lot of things under the media umbrella. So sometimes it pertains to a lot of different people. So doing a little research into what it or who your audience is and where they live. So if I knew that my audience were teens, just going for teens right now. So if I knew that my audience was just teens, I would say, I know that just based on like a quick research, Instagram would be my top choice. Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, I would bump up Snapchat underneath Instagram. So I'd have to do a little bit of research to know that. But if you have someone working for you or someone who's going to help you with your social media strategy, they can help you with that. So then you have to move into, and this would be number two. So we just went over, figuring out who you are and knowing where your audience lives or where you think you're going to put your content to really relate to your audience. So then we move into the second core element, which would be goal setting. You know, what are you really trying to do? Are you trying to build awareness of your brand? Are you trying to drive people to your website to watch something? Are you trying just to get video views? Or are we talking about conversions, meaning you're trying to get someone to buy what you're selling? So meaning, are you putting out downloads? Are you hoping someone listens to your song through either, iTunes or maybe they want to watch your film? Are you trying to get them to buy some type of program that you have online? So you have to kind of start thinking about what are the top goals. And when you think about your goals, whether it's awareness, traffic, or conversions, lead generation, then you can really start to put into place different tools to help you do that. So for building brand awareness, you know, the strategy behind that would be to really start defining who you are and what your business is about or your brand. And that goes back to your first goal, your first core element of the strategy, your social media strategy, which is defining who you are. So if we move into your second thing, which is getting website traffic, you have to start really creating great content. And then where are you putting that content? Are you putting that out on social media and then driving people back to the website? So then you can move into conversions, which is either buying or downloads or whatever it is that your sale item is that you're trying to gain through, I guess, on revenue. So there are a lot of different elements inside of knowing how to position your goals and objectives. And then and another important part of all of this is money, right? So budgeting. And you have to understand that you need money outside of, most people say social media is free. Yes, as of right now it is. But to do paid advertising obviously costs money. I just read recently that the budgets for social media, whether you're small business, enterprise level, all of that's going to increase about 10% on the average in the next 5 years. So that tells me that you should be advertising in the digital space. And you have to kind of think about how much money you want to allocate into social media advertising. So if you hire someone to do social media for you, that's one fee in itself, right? Because they're going to manage, they're going to help you with your strategy, they're going to help you break down all of those things that are hard to figure out. But then they're going to move into, okay, let's take all of that content we just created and then start putting it out and start targeting, hyper-targeting on all of these different platforms. And you have to work with someone who really knows how to do that. So you have to think about your budget and how much money are you willing to put into that. Sometimes it can be very conservative, or it depends if you really want to make a dent. So if you really want to like drive things, you don't want to spend more money than, let's say you getting sales or conversions, right? I mean, but at the same time, all of this is always, every day is experimental. So you have to constantly work on how your advertising is performing in the digital space. And again, if that's overwhelming and like, how do I start? Where do I go? How do I target? I would highly recommend you bring someone in who can do that for you, because it can get overwhelming. And, a person who's in this space every day can help tweak the different budgets and performance of your ads on a daily basis. So think about that. Next part is resourcing. And so when I say resourcing, I talk about, you know, who is it that's going to help you figure out how to put your social media strategy together. And of course, I'm going to say, you know, hire someone who can help you. That's what we do. But at the same time, I realize a lot of people don't have the budget to do that. So you have to come up with some type of schedule for yourself that can help you either program your content out. You know, in one of my past episodes, I talk about programming your content like a TV show. And that ties into your editorial calendar, which is like a schedule for the month. And then you program in your content every day, every other day. So maybe Monday, you start with a video that talks about all the great things that you do at your company or your brand. And then by Wednesday, you're putting out a blog post. You know, maybe Thursday is an Instagram post. So putting together a calendar to help you figure out what you should be putting out for strategic messaging can help you on the resource side. And you can automate that. There are a lot of free tools out there like a Hootsuite that you can use as a free version to help you schedule all of that. And I would say, you know, it's not easy, but it definitely isn't, you know, something that you can't try. There are so many tools out there that can help you automate and really just kind of be experimental in the space. All right. So another core element, like I mentioned before, is research. Once you start putting your content out and you start to see like what the reactions are, how it performs, you can tweak from there and figure out that you posted a photo that showed you maybe, you know, behind the scenes in some type of film set, and you were showing, you know, you with a celebrity or something, and it performed really high. So you know that that's appealing to your audience. So now you say to yourself, okay, I know that these types of photos are performing better than me kind of putting up a quote about, you know, the arts, let's say. It's okay to have varied content, but if you know something is working better than something else, then you should stick to that formula. And maybe it was a video. Maybe it was like a quick video you did off of your phone just to show like a behind the scenes, like, hey guys, like we're behind the scenes of my upcoming film, you know, slated to be released in May or June. Or maybe you're a realtor and, you know, you're behind the scenes showing like a house and you're doing like a mini house tour. And that performs really well. And maybe you get immediate responses from that. So knowing what performs well is part of your research. And you can't get lazy. You have to know what's working for you and then constantly tweak it. So the following week, you know what to put out. And that ultimately leads to all of those things that you wanted, which was either your brand awareness, driving someone to take an action, or the action actually turning into some type of conversion in monetary version, like a sale or a download or signing up for a seminar, whatever it is that you're trying to get someone to do. An important element to all of that is also knowing like times and when's a good time to put content out. And that's also based on research, right? So, I mean, someone who works in the space every day can tell you what the correct times are to post content. And I think that's very valuable to knowing when to post, because there's so many different algorithms now across social media that you might post something organically, not put any money behind it, and it never goes anywhere in the feed. It's just the way it is. And that's just like the game we're playing now. And that will all change again, like very soon. So moving back into the core elements. So I would say the next element is choosing your platform. And I'm going to share an article with you that I am reading today, which was it was from Social Media Today. And it really talks about these core elements. So I put it into what we're doing now on the podcast because it's really good information. So I'm going to share it too. So choosing your platform. What are the main platforms you should be using? And you know, I think, again, that's based on research. But, you know, if you have a certain demographic, you know, you should be on Facebook. If you know that you have a visual business or something a little bit more, you know, younger skewed demographic, then you probably should be thinking about Instagram and Snapchat. If you're a B2B, business to business, then Twitter is where you should be playing inside the space. So that's an important part of knowing your strategy for social media marketing. So if you're a new business and you really know you have to be on social media, you know, the top few are the players right now. It's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and the blogs, right? So blogs could be Tumblr, could be Blogger, it could be WordPress, but you know, those are used more in like a website format. All right. So the next thing would be producing your content and knowing what it is that is going to appeal to your audience. So all of these things kind of work together. And so you have to know whether or not you're visual. You want to make sure that you're probably including some type of testimonials, which, you know, testimonials help gain a little bit of trust with your consumers. So if you're a type of business that provides a service and someone, you know, you ask them, say, hey, can we do a quick video with you? And make sure you get people's consent on that. You might want to download some type of photo consent off of one of the verified legal sites that you can use. And you know, that's on you. You have to do the research on where to get that. But have one of your customers or your audience, you know, do a quick video for you and kind of be the testimonial of how great you are, how good your business was, how good your service was, and then post that. And, you know, I think that goes a long way because that helps build credibility for your business and brand loyalty. Also, for visual, did you know that visual content is 40 times more likely to get shared on social media than any type of content? Including images as part of your social post is one of social media marketing's best practices. And I think this is why Instagram is so successful. And Instagram is probably like going to be the lead social media platform moving forward until something else bumps Instagram out of the way. But I think Instagram is here to stay, and they're bringing new things into that space every day. There's new updates. And so I just think that you have to think very visually and think about how you can get your business content into a visual component and start programming Instagram to start driving either traffic or direct messages. Okay, so the next core element would be thinking about how you can make social media and your digital strategy really work with the rest of your business. And, you know, a lot of times there are so many other marketing components that I think business owners are working on. So it could be their content, it could be email marketing, and it could be offline marketing, which is like your traditional marketing. Maybe you believe in buying billboards. Maybe you still buy ads in newspapers. So think about how you can incorporate those things, right? So maybe incorporating something inside your email marketing where you're sharing your social media content from there, or you're asking your subscribers to share the content out of your email marketing. Or let's say you're doing paper, traditional, like a newspaper or a magazine or a billboard. You know, you have to think about the ways that you can get people to do more interactive marketing, and that creates brand awareness. So, you know, you put something out on social media and be like, well, did you see any one of our billboards in the last week? If so, you know, safely take a photo if you can, or take a photo of our ad in the paper, tag us, blah, blah, blah. That's a way to really get people to really get included and to start integrating your digital strategy with your more traditional marketing. So inside of all of that, and lastly, would be your analytics. So, you know, in the beginning, I talked about tracking and measuring and metrics. And, you know, I think that if you hire someone to do all of this, they will most likely use the metrics to prove to you and to show you, you paid me this amount of money to, you know, execute a social media strategy for you, and here's what it did. And so tracking analytics is very important. It gives you a detailed picture of what kind of content and promotion and strategies all worked during that time frame. And I would say that, you know, social media plays a big part in that. And nowadays, the metrics behind social media are very detailed and give an enormous, you know, picture, snapshot of how well things performed for you. So overall, you know, we talked about the core elements of building an effective social media marketing strategy. So just to go over it, we talked about the first thing was creating the definition of who you are. You know, who are you? What is your business? And, you know, being very clear and knowing who your audience is and having some goals and trying to solve a problem for your consumer, you know, or your audience. You know, you're satiating some type of need or goal. So that was the first thing. The second thing was goal setting. So knowing what it is that you're trying to do. Are you trying to build brand awareness? Are you looking to get website traffic? Or are you trying to get sales? You know, so you really have to know what you want. And it's funny because that's just like the way of the world, you know? Like I think anything that can work is because you know what you want out of it. When you don't know what you want out of something, it just falls flat. So you have to go in very precise. Moving into the next element, which was budgeting. And knowing how much money you have or you want to spend inside of social media. Social media is not free. And free, you know, in the sense, yes, you're not paying to be a member of Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, but you do have to pay to get your things bumped up in the feeds. So there's paid advertising. So you have to know what the budget is behind that, and or maybe you want to hire someone to be that person. So nothing is free ever. So think about that budgeting inside of that. And you might have to, you know, think about how is it that you have to hire someone to do the video? Is it that you have to hire someone to do the paid advertising, or is that all one person, you know? And that's something you can talk about with an expert to really figure that out and be as efficient as possible. So the next element was resourcing, and this kind of, you know, ties into who's going to do all of this for you, and is it you? So part of that is automating. So if it's you, you don't have a big budget, then you have to automate. Think about how you're going to automate. There are tons of tools out there to program content. All right, so then we talked about research. And research is very important, and that comes before, middle, after. You're constantly researching because it helps you to deliver better content. And so if I know that my audience is like between 18 and 34, then I know I should be on a certain platform. If I know that my audience is 55 plus, then I know I should be only on Facebook. And part of that is maybe you're putting out different posts and they perform a certain way. Maybe you're getting certain comments, certain engagement. Maybe you're not getting any engagement. So you have to constantly research and know when's a good time and know which platform to post to. And what types of content go and perform better on those types of platforms. And that kind of molds into my next element, which I already talked about, which is choosing your platforms. And so we know that there are the main platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, but there are a bunch more that are coming up on the surface. But as of right now, those are the main ones. So that's a little bit of an experimental space, and you have to like put yourself out there on all of them to know which one is performing better. So then the last, not the last element, but the biggest element is probably producing your content and knowing what type of content works. So it's visual content, we know, is like one of the most, the best performing things out there. It's 40 times more likely to get shared. And then creating some type of emotional connection with your audience, something that creates and evokes a little bit of excitement or amusement. Encouraging engagement and shares is very important because ultimately that's just always driving the brand. And maybe you're the brand, you know. So if you want people to connect with you, then you have to constantly think about what to put out there, but obviously very common sense, nothing crazy. And then again, we were talking about integrating the rest of your digital strategy with other things that you're probably already doing. And those are things about content marketing. Maybe it's paid advertising, email marketing, and offline marketing, which are like, you know, old school, traditional, whether it's newspaper, some community newsletter, things like that. And then lastly was tracking analytics. you know, and that's how you find out if what you're doing is working. And that's the most important thing to your ROI, which is your return on the investment. So we went over the key elements of effective social media marketing strategy. It was a lot. I gave you a lot of information. There are tons of great things out there for automation and strategy. But if you have any questions or you want to learn how to do it, you want to learn how you can increase either brand awareness, sales, conversions, anything, then you should email me, margaret@margaretfontana.com. And if there's anything else, you know, make sure you comment, you share, like. I usually post this on SoundCloud, so then we share it out on all of the different social media platforms. Give me a shout if there's anything that comes up for you. Thanks. Have a great day.